From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host and special guest this week. He's Bingo Emmons, Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Inc. And his lovely wife, Deb Emmons, who's in studio. Deb, how are you doing today?
Hey, Deb. Glad to see you.
Yeah. Chicken. She's so chicken. You told me one day in 2018 she would join you in studio.
I did. I tried talking to her and coming over and said, you don't even have to go on air. Just sit in the booth. You'll be fine.
She doesn't trust us.
Nope.
She doesn't trust me more than she doesn't trust you, by the way. Hey, congratulations.
No, thank you.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
How many companies throughout the country are nationally accredited remodeling companies?
There's four. We are the fourth company to actually be nationally accredited.
In the country.
Right.
That's a huge deal.
It's not something I did. It's something our whole company did. It's not just me personally going out and getting it. It's something that the company had to do. Our accountant was involved. Our insurance company is involved. I mean, everything is involved.
Okay, man, it's what a huge honor for you guys. The fourth company in the country, nationally accredited remodeling company. A lot has to go into that.
It does. You know, and what they do is they just make sure they have everything in order. And actually, the reason why I actually started doing it is because I'm on a national board, and so I'm on a chair, and I should see what this is about.
Right.
So I started looking into it, and then to me, it's just awesome because now when I really got it for it, and the reason why it got me through it is I want to give it to my son for when he takes over the company.
Because
a lot of stuff's in my head. There's a lot of companies out there to have this, have those qualifications, but it's all in our head. Now everything is written on paper. It's a booklet. It does SOPs on everything, every part of my business. It does SOPs on, you know, standard operating procedures.
Yes.
SOPs on how to change your SOPs. What do you do if you get a bad time? What do you do if you need a new employee? How do you hire employees? How do you terminate employees? How do you do everything?
Perfect. Well, you know what? The day that Zach takes over, and that's a good boy. He is a good guy, and I wish he would have had time to. I wish he would have time to come in this morning because I would have told him that. But you know, he's done a lot of stuff for Terry and I, and Creative Construction's really helped us in some tough spots, and. Zach certainly is always the first guy to say, hey, what do you need?
Yeah.
So, he's a good boy.
And I can't be mad at him because for Father's Day,
yeah,
he bought me airplane flying lessons. I start tomorrow. So.
What did he buy you for Father's Day?
Airplane flying lessons.
So you're going to learn how to fly a plane?
Yeah.
You start tomorrow?
Yeah, then I'll be one of those guys I can drive up and down Summerfest, wear a big banner that says Nary and stuff.
Creative Construction.
Yeah.
You could just do Big Time Mike McGivern.
There you go. Hey,
Well, I'm glad you're here today since you start those flying lessons tomorrow. That's a great Father's Day gift.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, that's a good kid right there. Hey, let's talk about Milwaukee, Nary Milwaukee. Kind of once May is done, we kind of, other than, you know, stuff that we do with Nary members, you got the Bags tournament coming up and stuff like that,
right.
But it kind of settles down a little bit, slows down.
The truth is because we're busy.
Right.
Yeah. During the spring, we get the big spring show. It gets the year going. Then you get the fall show, kind of wraps up things, and you know, get a last push for the year, and then start project for the following year. But yeah, right now we're just busy.
Well, and the fall show, you know, I'm on a committee now, and we're meeting, you know, once a month on Wednesdays. But I know there's so much work that goes in behind the scenes on shows like that, and I'm learning a lot about it. You know, Randy Miller does a nice job. He's leading that committee. Diane's in there, Michelle's in there, and a number of Nary members that are, you know, just giving suggestions. Should we do this? What's our mission statement? Things like that. And I'm really pleased to be part of that, and I'm learning a lot.
Yeah, you'll find out as soon as you get done with the show, the next meeting you're talking about next year. I mean, these are years in advance. The contracts for State Fair, you know, those are years in advance.
Right. Yeah, it surprised me a little bit. I didn't realize that how quickly it goes from, okay, it was a great show. What can we do better next year? What should we change? How can we work with this company? How can we do better here? And in fact, the first meeting, we were talking about the partnership kind of with Skills USA and how strong that was. And that was the first year that you did something like this. And this was in the spring show, correct?
Right.
Yeah, and you had high schools from all over the state come in and compete. And you guys have done this before with Skills USA, but you had it at I think WeatherTech is where it was last year. This year you did it right at the spring show where people could hear it and smell it and watch it and see these guys, these high school students go to work. And, you know, when it comes out that there's more jobs available than employees in this country, we need people like Skills USA.
Yeah, because what we need skilled laborers. I mean, skilled labor force. Every company you talk to is going to tell you we're having trouble getting workers.
Well, and look, I coach at a high school, and I know for a fact that this high school, it's Martin Luther over in Greendale, they do a great job of teaching and directing kids to go to college. They also have a wood shop and a machine shop that they're getting a lot of kids involved now so that they have some skills. If they don't want to go to college or if they do go to college, then when they're done with college, they can utilize these skills.
Yeah, and one of the biggest misconceptions about construction or any skilled trades is well, if you can't go to college, you can't get a good job someplace else, you go in construction. The people in construction, they're starting to, the kids, look like Zach and the people their age. The people that, they didn't go to college. They went, got into business. And they're all making more money than their friends.
Correct. And they don't have student loans.
Yeah, they have no loans.
5 years later, you don't owe your parents money. You don't owe government money. You don't owe the school money. By the time your buddies are getting out, you're buying your first house. And it's interesting because there's really a push, and I'm starting to feel it and see it and hear it, where people are saying, hey, look, going to college is not the be-all and end-all. Here's a really great option. It for a while, it's been four-year college, two-year college, military, or maybe you should go in the trades. And now they're starting to say, hey, look, this is really a viable option for kids when they're juniors and seniors in high school to say, hey, look, this is an extremely strong, viable option for you if you want to look at trades.
Yeah, and it's like, because I'm a big part of Skills USA. When I go to schools, I'm not trying to talk them out of college. If you want to go to college, you want to do, that's great, right? But there's the problem that the kids are having is the guidance counselors, basically, let's face it, the truth is, I know they're not going to want me to say this, but they get paid on basis of how many people go to college, how many scholarships they get. So they push them for that reason. They don't push them for what's really best for the kid like they used to. But some of the schools, look at New Berlin, how much they figured it out.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they figured it out. And those kids, and then when you come, and you've seen the skills trade, those guys are, when you walk off the floor, they get $50,000 a year jobs.
Man.
Because you get $25 an hour. People, we wish they would jump into the trades. The kids all get jobs.
Mr. Windler over at Martin Luther, and I talked to him a lot, he runs the wood shop. And I'll see some of the finished products. In fact, I've bought a bunch because they'll be in the hall. And if the girl or the boy, whoever built whatever it is, they had like hope chests that they built, or they had these really nice benches. And I said, hey, whose are these? Because they're in the hall when I walk in and out. And he said, so-and-so built this, but they live in an apartment or they can't get it home. So I'll say, look, I'll buy it. And he'll go, great. Why don't you give me $20 and we'll call it even. And I said, no, how much I would pay for that? Here's $100. So I took two of these benches and they're on this little patio at my house. And he said, look, our cost on this thing is, I said, I don't care. Buy, what are you going to do with the money? He said, well, I'll just go buy more material for the wood shop. I said, great. Let me donate some money so that you have enough materials that you need. But it's amazing because when I walk in and out and I watch these kids, how engaged they are in Mr. Windler's wood shop class, it's pretty incredible. And he said, look, we get kids that have no idea how to do anything when they walk in. And by the end of this, by the end of the semester, they're pretty good at what they're doing. Now, it's just kind of an introductory course, but if they're interested in this, the options are so, especially for carpenters. Everybody's looking for carpenters, right?
Right.
And so, you know, for a school like, and maybe they're a little bit behind like New Berlin, but they're getting it. They're getting it. They this machine shop that they're starting, the wood shop, you know, I hope that they continue that and more kids get involved.
And Brown Deer is another great program up at Brown Deer. Because I go talk to them and they'll just say, well, I don't know, I really want to be a carpenter. You don't have to be. We just use the term carpenter because everybody seems to know what that is.
Right.
You know, basic. We're all the companies are the same. We're looking for someone with a good attitude and we'll train you. We're looking for a guy that will show up on time, have a good attitude. You know, they can get to the job, doesn't have to get a ride from his friend or whatever.
Right.
Works. I mean, that's what we're looking for.
You know, the days of, look, you know, you have to have a high school degree. You've got to have a clean, you've got this. Now it's gotten to the point, like you said, show up on time. Show up on time, be willing to work, and you're going to start low end of the totem pole. But if you show up every day, and you give us 3 months where you're showing up every day and working hard, we'll start to train you into the company. The guys that work for you at Creative Construction of Wisconsin, a lot of these guys start where they didn't know what they were doing when they came to you, and then you've trained them up?
Yeah, those are always my best workers. The people, I get somebody from like a competitor comes over, and it's like, you know, those guys just don't have it. They don't have what we need.
Right.
I want a guy to be able to go to a job from start to finish and make it perfect. You know, we're looking for turnkey people, not people. And it's hard to train people to do that. It takes a couple of years to get the whole rhythm.
Right.
Going, but we pay them. But, yeah, if you think you're going to start at $12 an hour and stay there, if you're worth something, they'll start throwing money at you pretty fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because otherwise, you know, I see a lot of my, you know, a lot of, not competitors, but I work for a lot of contractors, being a specialist.
Sure.
And that's what you do is, you know, I go look to it and I go to another job and you see what happens. Some guy starts new. He learns how to do a tile work. Next thing you know, he's working for somebody else, getting twice as much money. And then now there's even another guy, too, that's just the same way. Now he has his own business. He went from, I don't know if I want to do this, to now he has his own company. He's a NARI contractor now.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, and we're going to talk more about Skills USA today because, as you know, it's something that that I really believe in, the work they're doing. And throughout the show, we'll talk about Skills USA. As we do that, their website is skillsusa-wi.org. If you have interest in what Skills USA is doing, and we'll talk about more about what they're doing throughout the show, but I certainly, with Creative Construction, anytime I get Bingo Emmons in, and he's my special guest and co-host, got to make sure that we talk about Creative Construction of Wisconsin. 90 years, you guys, a little bit more than 90 years you guys have been doing this.
We've only been incorporated since 86, and that's when I'm like being president. It's the first thing I did when I took over for my dad is I'm going to incorporate this thing because I actually did go to college for construction management because, you know, I didn't want to work for I was like Zach for a while. There's no way I'm working for my dad.
Right, right. Al's a good guy.
Yeah, I'm not gonna work for you. Can you just help us out a little bit? And I haven't left.
Yeah, I miss seeing Al. For a while there, I was seeing him about every other Tuesday. And we were talking about some different things, and then I got a chance to see him. Where did I just see him at the soiree? I think was he there?
No,
I just saw. Oh, I saw. You know where I saw him at the membership drive?
Oh yeah.
Okay. The night before the soiree at the office, and it was really good to see him. Guys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation. He's Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Call creativeconstruction.com. For more information, this is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the NARI Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Bingo, when somebody says, hey, what is Creative Construction of Wisconsin? What do you guys do? What do you tell them? Do you start with the stucco side of it?
We're a plaster, stucco, masonry company. We kind of got out of masonry for like a little bit. And then, you know, and ever since Brian came back, we seemed to roll back into tuck pointing business again. It's something I always did. My grandpa did. He was always a bricklayer, mason, plaster type guy. And then... So that's what we did, but we specialize in restoration of homes.
So if somebody here's what goes on here in the building when they hear it, the promos that I run, hey, this week Bingo M's Creative Construction Wisconsin, I'll start getting some questions from people. Hey, can you ask him this? And this started probably 6 months ago. And now it's like, you know, we've got a lot of homeowners here in the Entercom building. So I'll get a lot of questions. Hey, what is Creative Construction of Wisconsin? What do they do? And I'll tell them. And then I'll start getting some questions. So I've got a couple for you if I can. First is a couple water damage type questions. What is black mold? And when your daughter was in, that was the best answer I've ever heard, because that's right up her alley.
Yeah, I would need her in here to describe that better. Black mold is, you don't want it. That's,
right.
That's bad, okay? But the majority of time when people say they got black mold, I have to be honest with you, it is not.
It's not.
It just looks, oh, my God, it's black mold. No, it's really not. Okay, but it does. It is out there, and if you do get, you do inhale it, it will make you sick. But realistically, it's not as bad. People, when you see mold, most of the time, like, they'll see mold, especially drywall homes or something. They see, like, oh, my gosh, you got all this mold and stuff. It's not really that bad, because, you know, there's no secret. What we do is we just cut it out, use Dawn dishwashing detergent, because that's all the special chemicals really are, is Dawn dish, and you clean it up, and then you put it back together.
Really?
Yeah.
Can somebody test for mold on their own?
Yeah, you can buy a kit from the box stores. They have kits that they have. But follow the instructions, because what people will do is they'll look, oh, look, I don't have, look, I passed for mold, right?
Right.
Or, oh, my God, I got mold. Well, did you have a window open? If you have a window open, you will not pass the test.
Really?
There's more mold outside than is in your house.
Well, people need to understand that then.
I'm saying, if you put a mold test next to someone's window, you know, that's kind of like a scam almost. You know, open up a window. Oh, yeah, look, you got mold.
This is so the woman that sent these three questions to me, and there's one more. She found in her basement they had some water, and she wasn't on that side of the basement for a while, and went back and saw a little bit of black in the corner, and is totally freaked out. So she's like, I think I have black mold. And I told her, because I remember your daughter saying, and you just said it, just because it's black doesn't mean it's black mold.
Yeah, it's not the mold that, you know, it does happen if you get it, but it is dangerous if you do run into the real black mold. I mean, just people that, you know, people can die from it.
Right.
It's not good.
So you don't want
but
this.
But if you're in a house and you're not feeling sick and your whole basement's got that black looking color on it, it's not black mold, because if it was, you'd be sick.
You'd be sick. How long does mold take to grow? Does that take a long period of time?
It just needs the right conditions. It needs air, moisture, and then something to eat.
Yeah.
And that's why, especially in the basement, there's nothing really for it in the basement to eat as much as people think it is. Because it needs like a paper or wood product. It needs something to eat to grow.
To be able to grow. Do you see a lot of that? Do you get called out for stuff like that very often?
I get called out some jobs. Some jobs, you know, some guys, some house in foreclosure or something.
Right.
And there's another one I'm actually looking at this afternoon. Yeah, it's in foreclosure. And yeah, you look at that and you walk in there and you're like, God, this is just a nightmare.
A lot of work.
See, because the whole house is just, you know, the house has been sealed up, roof's been leaking for 2 years, nobody's cared.
Oh, boy.
And so everything's got mold on it. And you're like, oh, you know, you're just like, Jesus. But, you know, there's companies that that clean it.
Yeah, like water restoration type companies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few that are Nary Milwaukee members.
Paul Davis, Service Master. Yeah, most of the time, that's who I always recommend. Especially, I get along real good with Service Master. So, yeah, when you see something like that, I say, you know what, call these guys first. When this is done, you know, then let me come back in here. Because I know it's not going to hurt you, but it's just disgusting to look at.
I know that Jason at J&J Contractors does some of that as well. Those guys do. It's not a huge part of what they do, but they make that service available. So there's a number of Nary Milwaukee members.
I'm just saying, when I'm saying, like, a company's like, yeah, I know, like us, too, we do the same thing. When I see a bedroom, I can clean it out myself. We can do all that stuff too, but when you need to use that dry ice method and you need to like clean an attic, you know, it's like sandblasting but with dry ice, and they sandblast that stuff. And when you get done, you're like, oh my God, the roof it looks like brand new wood when those guys get done. It's
really
awesome. It's how good they clean it.
Hey, what percentage of the business that you guys do at Creative Construction Wisconsin is the plaster the biggest percentage?
Stucco seems to be our biggest percentage.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, plastering. You know, if you ask me in February, I'll probably tell you, oh, plastering is our biggest pack. You know, because we try to save all the plaster work for the winter months.
Okay.
You know, keep our guys busy all the time. But stucco is still our biggest part. You know, we do a lot of stucco, and then ever since a lot of Nary too is I do a lot of masonry type work. You know, masonry tuck pointing and closing the windows. Yeah, I work with a lot, you know, a bunch of contractors, and they'll say, okay, you know what? They're building these great additions, right? And, well, we need to make a door here, so we'll cut the brick. You know, we're OSHA safe and do all that. You know, we got the right gear and all this for the whole new silica law that's out there.
Right.
And we'll cut a brick, cut a hole, or they want to close in a window, and they want to look like it was ever worked on before.
Ah.
So when you close it, you know, you close in a window, I can close in a window, you know, a brick window, and you can't tell it was a window before. You know, as you walk around, you look, you can always tell when a window's been closed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're real good at making it so you can't. And that's why I like work well with area contractors, because they care more. Because I, you know, back in the old days, I used to work on new homes. You know, they don't care. They don't care how good it is. What's your price? Let's get it done, you know?
Right.
And then you get the nary and everything. They care about quality. And that's what's fun about nary.
Yeah, I agree with that. We, when I get a chance to talk to a lot of these nary guys and gals, and I'm at coming to more and more events, certainly if I, depending on my week and time, I'm going to try to get to the bags tournament. I know that Jesse from Milestone Plumbing and I were partners last year. And she wants to – we got beaten about 4 minutes from Jason, the guys at J&J Contractors. So she wants to come back and team up again and see if we can't get to the second round.
I got an extra set of boards. You want to practice?
No, I don't. I don't. Because even if we practice, if we play against a team like that again, we're not getting to the second round.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, me and Debbie, we're doing it too. You know, and we're also sponsors of the event. It's a great event.
It's a great event.
And that's actually going to be a Paul Davis one, restoration.
And what's cool about it, and the reason I brought that up, is you talked about when you know, working with other NARI members, it just makes sense that if you're looking to get something done, go to the NARI Milwaukee website, because that gives you the satisfaction of being able to walk away and know it's going to get done right. So how is teaching classes? You doing that this time of year?
Yep. No, we just got done with the CR remodeling. I do the CR remodeling, CKBRs in the spring. And we just did that. These got done taking their test.
Good. Everybody passed?
No, not everybody passed. It's. I know that people think you just show up and take a test.
I did. That's what I thought until I found out what really goes into it. Yeah. My favorite is there was somebody who had been in the business a long time, who's sitting where you're sitting right now, and he said, you know, I kind of thought that I knew everything there was to know about this. He said, and then I took that class and realized there's so much more for me to learn. I had no idea. He said, I can't believe that I'm up at midnight studying for this stuff, but that's what it takes to pass.
Yeah. When you see some of those letters on the end, the CR or CKBRs on the end, that's not just something you just show up, get a piece of paper and sign up. Those, you have to earn those.
Right.
Earned.
Hey, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, can I ask you some questions about SkillsUSA? You're really involved. How are you involved with them?
I'm the chairperson for the state of Wisconsin.
Okay. I've got some questions for you. On the other side of the break, let's talk about SkillsUSA for a segment, and then I've got some more questions regarding stucco that I want to get to that last segment. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the NARI Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Welcome back to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I love what we talk about during the break, man. It's a pretty nice gift Zach got you, I got to tell you. You've always wanted to do that? Learn how to fly an airplane?
Yes, yeah. It's not a secret.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. Well, last year, you know, Debbie bought me a drone,
thought that would do it.
That would calm me down.
Do you think, you know, we can make sure that there's enough space in the parking lot if you want to fly over next time you're on there?
I will. I'll tip the wings or something.
Tip the wings a little bit. You could land right here and, maybe Deb will come with you.
Maybe a helicopter will be the next one.
She gets up in the plane with you. She can't say no if you land right here.
She's already said she's not flying.
She'll fly. You know what? The picture that she posted on Facebook with you and her, what a great picture. You all kicked your coverage by a mile.
I clearly moved. Married up.
Yeah, you think? I adore. She's great. Hey, let's talk SkillsUSA. As we're talking about this, website is skillsusa-wi.org. And when you talk about SkillsUSA throughout the state of Wisconsin and throughout the country is huge. Southeast Wisconsin, not as big as we want it to be or hoped it would be.
Right? Yeah, it's getting there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's catching on. had they call it the M7, inner Milwaukee area here. It doesn't seem real popular or not, but it's once you get out of the area, it's getting more popular. You know, there's DECA,
right?
There's FFA, and then there's Skills USA. Those are the third largest groups. Skills USA is a partnership between industry and students and teachers, and the hardest part they have probably is the school's got to accept it. And then, once you realize that not every single kid wants to go to college, and Skills USA gets it. I mean, that's a group that just gets it. You know what? If they don't want to go to college, you want to learn how to work your hands, rebuild semis or be electricians or welders and stuff. And you go to a national event, and like a welder, a guy wins a welding championship, right? Now he's a $300 an hour underwater welder or something. I mean, it's crazy.
Amazing.
It's crazy what these kids get out of this.
On their website, their mission statement, and if you're not familiar, again, with Skills USA, I know that Bingo's really involved with them, and he started talking about Skills USA one time about a year and a half ago on this show, and I had no idea what he was talking about. So I did some research, and I talked to, what's the guy in Madison?
Brett.
Yeah, I talked to Brett for a while, and I mean, because of all the high school stuff that I do on the radio station here and that I coach at the high school, coach basketball at the high school level, I think this is just really needed in this area. Their mission statement is Skills USA empowers its members to become world-class workers, leaders, and responsible American citizens. Skills USA improves the quality for the nation's future skilled workforce through the development of framework skills that include personal, workplace, and technical, grounded in academics. And this is not just, hey, let's make this kid a welder and let's figure that out. This really is development of skills that include personal, workplace, and technical skills. They look at those three as one. If they can help you on the with your personal side of it, the workplace side of it, and the technical skills, now you've got something.
Yeah, that's what we talk about. A lot of people don't realize that, but they're real proponents of soft skills, how to deal with customers. Yeah, when you see those kids at the State Fair with their show, I mean, they actually have resumes. They have completed out resumes when it's part of their competition. You see how they're all in uniform. You learn how to dress.
Right.
You can't be late for stuff. You have to, you got the safety equipment on. They do everything that you're supposed to do. These are people that are trained how to do it right.
What I liked about, again, their website, I was on again today, and I've been on it a number of times, their values. The values of Skills USA is Skills USA mission is built upon and success depends on the commitment of our members and partners to the following values: integrity, respect, responsibility, citizenship, and service. And when you put those five together, the integrity, respect, responsibility, citizenship, and service, when you just start with, they got to show up on time. You know, that's part of all that. The part of the respect part, part of the responsibility part, part of the service part, the integrity. If somebody's willing to pay you, then you need to be willing to show up on time and work hard for the person willing to pay you.
Yeah, and me, Chris, and Diane were actually at the state competition, in Madison for other stuff, and we got an award for that. And the kids run the whole show. I mean, the kids run the whole show. You think these are professionals in the field. These kids, the whole, the mics and the lights and the things and everything that these kids are doing, you think that they're not just wild kids just running around with no direction. These are all, and people say, well, that's not right. You tell people what they have to wear and do this kind of stuff because for some reason we're going that way in the direction of the country. But what do real employers want? The people that pay the big bucks, what do they look for? And that's what Skills USA is. They figured it out. There's a group of people that don't want to go to college and get college debt. They just want to go and they want to work with their hands. Mike Rowe is real good about talking about that. There's a group of people that we forgot that want to work with their hands. There's people like me, my son, people that want to go there and fix stuff.
Right.
And when you get all done, you don't care about the money. The homeowner's like, oh, my God, I can't believe you fixed it. I cannot tell you where you did that. You guys are the greatest, And we love that people. There's a generation of people, or not a generation, a group of people that enjoy that more than, hey, look, I'm a registered nurse over here,
right,
or something like that,
And look, if my wife is a registered nurse, and she's really proud of what she does, but this was a passion of hers, and had I to do it all over again, I think the four McGivern boys, and I've said this on the show, my father is a bricklayer and a mason, and he was all, his message to us when he was around and we were growing up and he was alive, his message to us is The worst word in the English language is lazy. Don't ever let them call you lazy. Whatever you do, just make sure you do it to the fullest. And when you talk about Skills USA, their vision statement is Skills USA produces the most highly skilled workforce in the world, providing every member the opportunity for career success. They don't leave any stone unturned. When you talk about, look, well, you tell them how to dress, or you, when people say that, well, you know what? If you want to have the best opportunity to be hired by the companies you want to be hired by, then show up, you know, for your interview looking sharp, show up on time, show up with a resume, do the things that give your to give yourself a chance to succeed. And if you're going for the interview, that means you want the job. Make it easy for that potential employer to hire you.
Yeah, that's what I like about Skills USA. They have the attitude is, you know what, you need to earn what you get. No one's going to give it to you.
Right.
Go out and earn it. Make it so that employer says, you know what, I don't want to lose this guy. I want to pay him more money. You have that attitude when you go to work. Now, like, you know, like, well, how much, you know, because, you know, then it happens because yeah, I'm a company guy. So, well, what's your insurance benefits? How much are you going to pay me? When will I get my next raise? When like this, you know, never mind. I'm looking for a person that, you know what, I want to learn to trade. And the money will come by itself.
Hey, there was a guy that was on the show. He's an Nary member, by the way. I won't name him. But he was telling me that he had hired two guys because he needed laborers. And they started at 8 a.m. on a Monday. At noon, they called him and asked for a raise. And he needed them, so he gave them a buck more an hour. On Wednesday in the morning, they called again and asked for a raise. And he needed them, so he gave him another buck. On Friday, they did it again. He said, no, I'm done. I'm not, you know what, you've been with me 5 days, you've asked for three raises, you're done. And he said, look, even when they were working, they weren't working. He said, you know, I needed these guys, and I'd love to hire more people if they come. And again, I pay, and he was paying them a lot of money, Bingo, to start with, because he needed them. And he said, it's almost impossible. It seems like the people in your industry, that's the hardest part. You guys have enough work right now to keep you busy for a long time, but to find guys that are willing to come and work, and Skills USA is trying to change that.
Right. Yeah. Skills USA. It's an awesome program. And you know, it's like I said, they teach the values. They don't just teach you a skill. They teach you values that you need to be successful in life. You know, no one's going to, you know, I know there's a bunch of people out there that say, you know what, they're just going to, everybody should be given something or this. It's not. They teach you that you need to earn it.
Yeah, I agree with that. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue talking to Bingo Emmons. I love when he comes and sits in studio. The show goes, we got a lot to talk about, man, because he's very knowledgeable, not only with Nary Milwaukee and with Creative Construction Wisconsin. You talk about this kind of stuff with Skills USA. He's really involved, and he's a guy that believes in giving back to the community, and you can tell that by some of the stuff that he does. If you have interest to know more about what Creative Construction Wisconsin does, their website, callcreativeconstruction.com, gives you the background. Again, they've been around over 90 years, and they certainly know what it takes to continue to be really strong in that industry. And I don't think there's anybody in the state of Wisconsin that knows more about stucco and plaster. You'd agree with that,
yeah,
right?
Especially when you have plaster and all the moldings and all that stuff. Yeah, we still do it. Like Primerstone stucco. Every time I go there, people say, there's nobody that does it. I know.
Yeah, he does it. Yeah. Hey, this is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Oh, welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside my co-host and special guest. He is Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Again, call creativeconstruction.com for more information. She's got a beautiful, beautiful text from Deb.
I'm sure.
Really well written. Just, said, nope. That was it. One word.
Oh,
nope.
Yeah. Hey, back, also, you know, back going to my website, get my phone number and stuff. If you want to call me about Skills USA, I'd be glad to talk to you about it. Or, you know, get you hold of, you know, the people that you need to talk to about it, because schools, like when we did State Fair, West Bend comes up to me and says, hey, how do you do this? You know, and if you want to talk about it, you know, don't have to sell you stucco. You can call me about Skills USA. Or if you're interested in getting a career of construction, I'd be glad to talk to you about it. Because I know a lot, you know, every contractor out there is looking for workers, including us.
414-397-4072. 397-4072. And Bingo can answer those questions for you. This time of year, Creative Construction in Wisconsin, are you guys busiest with what?
We are extremely busy. We're actually, they're working today on a job that it's not done from last year yet.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's some things that, there's a lot, some things, holdups happen and things happen. And yeah, we're booked. We're absolutely booked. I probably shouldn't be saying here because I know some people are calling up. So I was going to call them up Monday and stuff. Well, I can get you in. If you're an area, we have a rules. If you're an old customer or an area member, we will get you in.
So well,
I leave openings for that.
Yeah, that's important. Why is it, do you think, that you're as busy as you are? Just because you're the best at doing this stuff? You guys are the go-to company at this point.
Like you talked before, I went to college. I went to college because there was 1,500 plasters laid off, right? And
right.
I wanted to become a union plaster, and they're like, no, we don't need more union plasters. Your dad's a union contractor and, whatever, and, you can't do it. So I said, well, fine, I'll go to college. Now, there's nobody around that can do this. They did it to themselves.
Right.
The whole union thing and all that stuff. I have nothing against the union. I'm just saying that they just did it to themselves. The drywallers are doing things, and they change the standards of things. But there's only a small group of us. It's me, Bartelic, and Granrath are the three last plasters in town.
My dad was a union guy. I think, and again, he's been gone a long time, but I think that the union thing changed a little bit. I don't know how he would feel if he was still alive about some of that. And that's a whole nother discussion that we'll get into one day. I've got a couple of questions for you when it comes to stucco that I got from people here. And if I don't ask, then I'm going to get yelled at. So is stucco safe in an old home?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
So if it's cracking in this old home.
If it's stucco, cement cracks.
It's going to crack.
I do a lot for a lot of real estate companies now, and I do a lot of stuff with home inspectors. They'll come out there and look at this. Oh, the stucco's all cracked. They go look at it. It's probably been cracked since 1903. That's just where they move. Now they put control joints up. They do different things to try to control the cracks. When you see a control joint, all they do is controlling where the crack is. It's not like it's, something different.
Does it stop it from cracking more?
No, it just supposed to control what you see. Panels are like 10 by 10. They do like panels, and that makes it so it cracks at the control joint instead of cracking wherever it wants. Because in old days, they plastered a home and stuck at a home, and wherever it cracked.
Right.
That's just part of it. Houses move. They use more of a lime plaster. And, the thing is, if you have a really old home, anything before 1920, you can't just go buy a bag of cement and stick it in a hole because it's a lime plaster, and it means they're very soft. And the secret of what we do is you always fix the patches with a product that's softer or the same or like materials, and then that way it won't go. Because you always see, like, when someone does a patch, even like border or tuck pointing, you see like a patch, you go in and go buy, if you want a box store, buy some type 1 Portland or some kind of sandbag mix stuff, and they'll put it on there, and you see that now the crack looks worse.
Right.
It's a bigger crack, and it sticks out. That's because you're not using the right materials. You got to use a softer material or like material.
How long does stucco last normally if it's done right?
125 years.
125 years.
Just like brick. Any cement masonry product, they're all the same.
Can stucco be cleaned?
Yes. Yeah, it can be power washed. We power wash it. If you're a really old type home, you got to be careful about power washing because that stucco is softer. Yeah, remember, stucco in the old days was more flexible than it is now.
Hey, this is from when her and her husband are looking to buy a house, and the house has stucco. How do I know if the stucco on a house I'm looking to buy is good or bad stucco?
You need to call me. There's no other way around it because, either that or send me a picture. I just had one where I was actually using my drone because the person's buying a foreclosure house, and I just met him there. And you can't walk in the house, but you can look at it.
Right.
What I did is take my drone, I zipped around it, and I was looking at it. And he said, well, the stucco's all cracked. It's here. And I said, there's nothing wrong with your stucco. The stucco's fine.
By the untrained eye, by somebody who like me or somebody like Swim and her husband that are looking to buy this home, it's hard to tell if the stucco is done correctly or if it's good stucco.
Sometimes it's just cosmetic because, they haven't painted it since 1952 or something. Nobody's done anything to it. Stucco is like brickwork masonry. It's not maintenance-free. There's no such thing as masonry-free anything. You know, you have to tuck point it. You got to take care of it. You know, you got sills you got to take care of. You got to caulk it. If you don't do it, you're going to have to do some things. But like if you see a stucco, if you see a big section falling off, well, that's a problem. You know, but if you see like a crack, you know, or if you buy a plaster home and you see like a big crack running across the living room ceiling, you say, oh my gosh, no, that's not. That's been probably been cracking since they built the house, and they just keep patching and painting it up every year.
Can stucco be finished in various textures?
Yeah, that's what we specialize in. I specialize in duplicating any texture you have. And sometimes when I do like new houses or additions, and you want me to do like gables or dormers or something, I have to try to vision what they think it should look like in their head. And that's where me and Zach have the most fun. We just like whip up some samples and say, what do you like? And he said, well, what if you do this? And then if the homeowner feels like they're creating their own masterpiece because they get to help with the color and the texture themselves.
Boy, that's awesome. He is he's Bingo Emmons, Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Again, call creativeconstruction.com. Last question on this. For a homeowner that is going to try this and attempt this, how do you fix your own stucco? And he has determined that because of the cracks that his stucco is in bad shape, and I don't think he knows that for a fact because he's an untrained eye like a lot of us. But if he's going to try to patch it, like you said, you see people that get a bag of cement and it looks worse.
You're right.
What he should do is just call you guys and say, hey, look, if I'm looking to do this on my own, I just want to know if it's bad enough that I
should
attempt
it. I don't mind doing
it.
I do it all the time. Real estate companies, you know, I don't want to mention all the names I work for because then one will be messed. I forgot.
Right, don't do it.
what they'll say is if you call me, no charge, I'll tell you what to do. But sometimes it's simple. It's just going out and get some almond caulk. And there's a specific reason why I use a color of that because it's easier to paint over. You get an almond latex caulk. And you put it in a crack, and you hit it with a chip brusher. I can show them how to make a sand mix. And the first thing you literally go around and do his house in a weekend, paint over that, and you will never know. Because what it does, it allows the crack to do what it wants to do, move back and forth, and you can't see it from the ground.
He is Bingo Emmons. Again, Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Website, callcreativeconstruction.com. Phone number is 414-397-4072. 397-4072. If you call over there, recommend that Deb sits in the next time Big O Emmons is here. And she's texting me saying she's sitting there having coffee and it's nice and quiet. And she told me to quit texting her. You should have never given me that number.
That's our goal. When's our goal?
Wait, hey, as soon as you get your license to fly that airplane. Hey, I appreciate you stopping in. Thank you. Tell Zach, nice job on the Father's Day gift. I think that's awesome. And tell him we're going to have you guys over take a look at that step for us. I don't know how big of a job that is. But
I didn't tell Zach about it. So, Zach, you and Mike have to go fix that. You and your Mike have to go fix Mike's house.
Yeah, again. I don't even have to give him the address anymore. He knows exactly where he's going. But like you said, we just had our lawn finished yesterday. And now the stair looks even worse.
That's what happens to me all the time. People, I have all the windows all redone, then it's, better get the stucco fixed.
Man.
And also now that looks bad.
Bingo, it's good to see you.
Yep.
Yeah, have fun tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.